In the wake of last week's 9/11 commission hearings, the Bush administration is defending itself against challenges to its credibility regarding especially the extent of the connection between Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda. The 9/11 panel found no credible evidence that Iraq helped al-Qaeda terrorists attack the United States. President Bush and Vice President Cheney insist Saddam and al-Qaeda did have ties, and that connection justified the war against Iraq.
First of all, on the question of whether or not there was any kind of a relationship, there clearly was a relationship. It's been testified to. The evidence is overwhelming. It goes back to the early 90s.
That's Vice President Dick Cheney on CNBC's Capitol Report last week. He was asked later in the interview if he knew things the commission did not. Probably, he said. The 9/11 Commission members and lawmakers continued to exchange charges over the weekend. With me now to discuss the debate and analysis on other political matters is our new and in our New York bureau today is NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
One of the 9/11 commissioners, John Layman, a former Navy secretary, suggested that the vice president may well know things that the commission does not. In fact, could he explain the discrepancy?
Well, it could help to explain the discrepancy, Renee, because at the moment, based on what the commission has reported, there is no evidence of what they call collaborative contacts between al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein with regard to the horrific events that took place here in New York on September 11th and at the Pentagon. So the question is, does the vice president know something that's not yet in the report? And the suggestion was yesterday across all the Sunday talk shows that, in fact, he may know something. The vice president has says he probably does. The question is, what does he know, and would that information be made available to the commission and therefore to the American people? This is a very important distinction to make because I think it calls into question some of the credibility of the administration with regard to one of the key tenets on which they launched the war against Iraq.
Is that why this point is so important to the Bush administration? Because they certainly are taking it seriously.
Oh, they're taking it very seriously. And the president himself checked with the CIA last week before he came out and said, you know, in his words, the president said, the reason I keep insisting there was a relationship between Iraq and Saddam and al-Qaeda is because there was a relationship between Iraq and al-Qaeda. They've got to do this because it really would hurt in terms of their position that they were acting in the best interest of the country by launching a preemptive war. They've already failed to find weapons of mass destruction in terms of the nuclear, chemical, biological weaponry that they, the intelligence community had asserted was there. So we've got a problem for them, and they're hoping that right now they can make the case that there was a reason for going after Saddam that included that wasn't necessarily connected to 9/11, but certainly was evidence of contact between al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden, and Saddam Hussein.
John Kerry, the presumptive Democratic nominee, he's jumped into this issue, hasn't he?
Oh, absolutely. Last week he told a Detroit radio station, speaking of the Bush administration, did not tell the truth to Americans about what was happening or their own intentions. And the suggestion there was that the American people had been misled into supporting this war.
Just briefly, there is another continuing dispute out of last week's commission hearing involving the vice president.
Oh, boy, is there ever, Renee. Because and the commission has done a fabulous job of giving you sort of a minute-by-minute tick-tock of what took place on September 11, 2001. And one of the findings is, of course, that there was tremendous confusion. And in the midst of the confusion, Vice President Cheney gives an order authorizing the shoot down of planes that air traffic controllers cannot have contact with. And the question is, did he have authority to do that from the President of the United States? And in the TikTok, as reported by the 9/11 Commission and then picked up by some news organizations, Josh Bolton, who was working with at the White House, says that, you know, he questions the vice president as to whether or not he has spoken with the president about this.
Juan, thanks very much. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.